This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and really, truly, be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots happening. Today is a very special day in America, in case you guys didn't know it. And I've got a special friend in to talk about it.
I can't believe it. I mean, I just can't believe it. Do you know what day it is today? It's your birthday. You know what? It should be a national holiday. I'm so excited. We're going to have streamers, balloons, music, cake, and pin the tail on the donkey. Who said that? No. No pinning on tail and donkey. I have a tail. I'm fine. I'm good. Okay? All right. Anyways, here we go. Happy birthday to you.
This goes out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
This goes out to Hillary Clinton.
You. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, everybody. How apropos, though, that we have a jackass. I'm sorry, I mean a donkey. Stop. What? Don't you have any special... I'm almost afraid to ask you. But don't you have any special wishes for Mrs. Clinton on this special day of hers or whatever? No, nothing? Nothing to say?
Retire.
Producer Tammy says retire. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Like I said, when it popped up in front of me, I didn't know what to do with it, but I figured if the jack wagon donkey-ish person wanted to say happy birthday, why should I be one to stop him? Do you know what I'm saying? And always a lot of fun. Welcome Bradley Dean into the Facebook feed. Great, you know, if you haven't caught his show, you got to catch his show. Okay, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Great message. He always has a great message. You got to hear him every day. Also on GCN Live. How do you like that? Hey, let's get to the. I love these. I love these stories because they're proof positive what a crappy job some people have done in raising their children. Right? The no information, no history, no information. Not real. I'm talking about real history, not this made up stuff the left wants to come up with that, you know, Republicans and Democrats somehow switched in the middle of the night. Can you imagine that? They can't even get together to decide when to do debates. You think they got together one night and said, okay, everybody line up. Ready? Jump. And everybody switched sides. Republicans became Democrats. Democrats became Republicans. Dumbest thing. There isn't enough crack. There isn't enough dope. There isn't enough booze that you could take, drink, or inhale that would make you, help you believe that. No joke. So anyway, you need to train up your children. It's a biblical premise, and whether you like it or not, and if you're not a biblical kind of person, how about you go look at, don't read Mr. Spock stuff, Dr. Spock stuff. Really, seriously. His kids hated him. That's what a great job he did raising children. Now, Berkeley protesters are demanding segregation, force white students to cross creek in the woods to go to class. That's right. So all those years we fought for desegregation. People who died, people got beat up, people got jailed to fight against segregation. It shows you the African-American students, the black students, students as a whole, do not understand history. Have no clue what it's all about.
Right? I mean, think about it. We've been talking about what goes on these campuses. Just a playground. What do I call it? A petri dish of stupidity. Yes, that's a Joeism. It wasn't long ago that stories of student protests and their demands for college safe spaces dominated media headlines. Remember, we've got to have a safe space. By the way, I'll let you know early, here's your trigger warning. Don't hang out if you're easily triggered. Okay, that's your trigger warning. While some of the fervor seem to have died down, and they haven't, it's just all this madness with the presidential race has kind of overshadowed, taken over. So the fervor really hasn't died down. There's outrage at the University of California, Berkeley, and these are the nut job. These are the pimples on the nut jobs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are outrageous people. Over the weekend, Berkeley was the place that banned, the first place that banned the American flag from fire trucks because it was too insightful. Because, you know, having an American flag on a fire, I know it enrages me, right? Doesn't it? Over the weekend, Berkeley students staged a day-long protest demanding that they be given additional spaces on campus and even took to specifically targeting people based solely on the color of their skin. Isn't that racism in and of itself? When you target somebody for the color of their skin, no matter what the color is, when you target somebody specifically for the color of their skin, isn't that racism in and of itself? I know, I'm the white guy. I really can't talk about racism. I get it, but too bad. Deal with it. Don't like it? Go somewhere else. I tell you that all the time. The protest, which started on Friday, reportedly centered around demands that additional spaces of color be provided, as well as the creation of safe spaces for transgender students. It should be noted that Berkeley already provides a safe space in the basement of one of its halls. This new protest was an effort to acquire additional, larger space that have more visibility on campus. Right. We put them in the basement for a reason, because we didn't want anybody to see them. I'm sure that's what they believe. During one stage of the protest, students formed a human chain across campus's heavily trafficked Southern Gate, whatever it's called, and were filmed refusing to let white students cross. Now, these were white students not allowing white students. Do these people understand what segregation really is all about? They don't even understand what the words that they're protesting. Right? They want socialism. They don't understand what that means. These yo-hos, and I've played the clips for you, so I'm not making it up. These yo-hos believe that socialism means that you take care of other people. Are they nuts or what? Hey, Kathy Barnett's going to join me in the next segment. You don't know who she is? That's your problem. No, I'm kidding. She's a Christian mom, wife, and adjunct professor. She's got a lot to say. I want you to hear what she has to say. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years
at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And really, honestly, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. I mean, it doesn't do any good if you're not engaged, you're not helping out, you're not working with us. It just makes no sense whatsoever. Otherwise, I'm just sitting here talking to myself, you know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to have you with me. And if you heard that little giggle in the background, that's Kathy Burnett. She joins me right now, and she's a Christian mom, wife, adjunct professor. She's got so many things going on. We could take the whole segment just talking about it. A black conservative radio host, and I don't know. Maybe we should just put a whole list together, and I'll put it out there.
I know, right? I know. You know what? Sometimes when people ask me, like, what do? I pause because I feel a little embarrassed because I do so much. It's like I don't want to go down a whole rhythm because let me just pick one thing right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, but the laborers are few, and there's a lot to do.
Amen. No kidding.
In the culture around us. And so, you know, you've got to get your hands busy.
You know, Kathy, I told you I was going to go down the road, and I'm going to here in a second. I want to talk a little bit about Tim Kaine and what he said to and about Catholics, you know, because I think that's something we really need to beat up. We need to beat up our Catholic friends and our Christian friends. They got to hear this. They got to understand what this is all about. But first, I was talking about the Berkeley protests. And these young people, they don't understand verbiage. They don't understand what these things mean. And we were talking about social. Last time we were on the show, and since then, we're talking about socialism. And those kids think that, so. And I said kids, they think socialism means when you help out other people. That's their interpretation of socialism.
Right.
Now these snowflakes, these Berkeley snowflakes, which is it's a rare breed altogether. All right, now they want segregation. Think about that. They want to segregate people of color. They want to segregate different sexual lifestyles and that kind of stuff. They have no clue what this means. This is bad, right? This is really bad.
It's beyond bad. It really is foolish. I mean, how did segregation work for us the first time? I mean, it didn't work out so well for the black community. And it did not, and as a result, because the black community is a part of the American community, it did not work out so well for any of us. The Civil War is not something we want to repeat in our culture. You know, I was mentioning to you right before we went on air, I'm rereading a book by W.E.B. Du Bois, very famous guy. I'm sure I don't have to tell anyone who he is, but he wrote a book. One of his famous books is The Soul of Black Folks. And now he wrote this book 40 years removed from the Emancipation Proclamation. And today we are 153 years removed from the Emancipation Proclamation. And yet as I'm rereading his book, I could apply this same logic to today, the same thing he was talking about and fighting about and trying to enunciate and trying to find the right words to explain to the American culture why it was so, I mean, why there was such an angst. You know, he called it the double consciousness of the black person, right? You're 40 years removed from slavery, and now you're expected to compete. However, your ledger is full of negatives, you know, negative education, negative property, negative wealth, negative all around. And yet you're trying to compete and you can't. And it's like this angst that's going on all around. And that's just 40 years removed from slavery. Today we're 153 years removed from it. And you would think we're right back there in those times during the late 1860s.
I so agree with you, and I you didn't hear it coming into this, but I'm getting on parents before we started going here, and I'm saying, what are you doing to these kids? These kids did not just pick this up at school. You need to pay attention. You need to listen to what's going on with your children, what they're thinking, how they're dealing with things. Otherwise, frankly, and people get upset. I do get emails about this when I say this. It is your fault as parents. Look what you raised. Look at the group of kids at Berkeley. You raised these kids, not society.
Yeah, you know, I heard a very short clip of Ronald Reagan fussing at the media when the media was trying to ask Ronald Reagan about the love child and the love children, and why don't we do this? You know, why don't we allow the young people to do this? Why don't we allow them to do that? And every generation, right? Most generations, except for the X generation, you know, we were just trying to survive with our baby boomer parents, you know, and all the feminism. But other than the X generation, almost every generation feels as though their generation is going to, you know, is going to overturn all the archaic things that their parents did, right? But it's up to adults to be adults. It's up to adults to say, whoa, whoa, slow down. That's foolish. But when adults don't behave like adults, but instead we allow children to try to tell us where we're going in our culture, you come out with things like the new report that just came out asking millennials, who killed more people, Bush or Stalin?
I know.
And overwhelmingly, these millennials and the Z, generation, which is right under the millennials, all said that Bush killed more people than Stalin. And
you know,
of course,
and you know where that's coming from.
That's not true.
Right. That's coming from left wing teachers and you parents. I'm just gonna keep pounding on you parents because we did it. We weren't perfect at it, but we did it. We paid attention to what our kids were learning. We looked at their books. We went through their homework with them to make sure that they weren't being stuffed full of garbage. You know, that,
I mean, Stalin killed, at a minimum, 34 million people.
Let that sink in, people.
At a minimum.
Yeah.
Like, that's the low number.
Yeah.
Bush, on the other hand, it was roughly 7,000 service members. And at the most, roughly 700,000 when you include all of the Iraqis.
Yeah.
But 34 million versus 700,000. But we have millennials and the Z generation who believe socialism and communism are much more favorable than capitalism.
Isn't that amazing?
That should scare all of us.
But listen, the parents don't even know what socialism and capitalism means.
No.
They don't have a clue. You ask them, and they can't tell you. You know, if you watch, who is it, Mark Dice and Jesse Waters, and, you know, they go out and talk with people, they aren't set up, you know, for my listeners. You know this is not a setup. You know as well as I do when they're out there, they're talking to the average Joe on the street. They're out at the beaches, they're out at the malls, they're out at other places, and I'm sorry, they are talking to the average people. It's just nuts that we have adults that don't know the realities behind these words.
Right, but this is what happens when you allow children to be adults, and adults get to try to act like children or just kick their feet back and just, you know, and just take long vacations and just bathe in the sun and just, you know, abdicate their role.
We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about Tim Kaine's comments about the Catholics. Hey, I want to welcome Jason from Mississippi to the feed. Let me know where you're from. I'll give you a call out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
I don't know.
No comment.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Get ready to go. Go ahead, Daniel.
We are back.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, really, get involved in the conversation. Look, there's 8,000 million, gabillion, gazillion shows out there talking about Obama and his buddies, okay? There's other stuff going on, people, that we need to talk about. There's other stuff that's going on that we need to keep up with. You know, I've asked Kathy Barnett to join me, as I have been doing on a pretty fairly regular basis now. She's a Christian, a mom, a wife, adjunct professor. She's as part of the TruthExchange.net. That's TruthExchange.net. A black conservative, why we even have to say that, I don't know, a veteran, and a radio show host. And there's room there for something else. Aren't you head babysitter and bottle washer?
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. A little bit of everything. Listen, I got to tell your listeners also, I just told you, but someone just Facebooked me saying, this day, 69 years ago, Satan was born.
Oh, yes.
That is hilarious.
I would say Satan's sister was born, but that's, you know, story for another day.
I have to agree. There you go. I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
She's either demon-possessed or highly influenced by demons. I mean, it's just ridiculous what this, the amount of
look,
evil.
There's absolutely no, remember, she's a Methodist. She pulled her daughter out of church. Or her daughter wanted to be pulled out of church because they actually had the audacity, the gall, to teach her that abortion was bad. And let's go a little further with this. Okay, so Tim Kaine came out last week, and I had the story up a little while ago, but he was given a speech, and he basically said that the Catholic Church, Catholic Scripture, Catholic dogma, needed to come in line with the real world, and that they needed to get on board with same-sex marriage and with abortion and those kind of social issues, or else they would pass laws to force them to come in. Those are his words, not mine. They would pass laws that would force them to come in line with our way of thinking. Shame, 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 shame on our Catholic friends, our Christian friends that vote for people in that group that have that kind of believing. That is just so wrong.
And it's wrong even from an American perspective because it's a part of who we are. The pursuit of liberty, liberty life, in the pursuit of happiness, freedom. Oh, my goodness. How did it go?
Yeah, you're all worked up, right?
I know. I'm so mad about it. But it was the freedom of conscience. And, I mean, freedom of religion is what we generally call it, right? But really, it's the freedom of conscience. And it's not just a Christian concept. It's the freedom to be able to live according to what you believe is right and what you believe is wrong. And if you think someone is just targeting one of the largest groups in our nation, what do you think they're going to do with you, the individual, who says, well, oh, I'm not a Catholic, so I don't care. But it's an attack not on religion in and of itself. It's an attack on all of America.
Look, Hitler was not going to stop with just the Jews. He was going to go on to the Christians. And you know, and for Christians to think, oh, it's not my problem, you're out of your mind. You just
yeah.
But listen, if I like to do this, you tell me if you think I'm wrong. I like to turn I like to turn them into clubs, not parties, right? Would you join a club as a Christian, as a Catholic, as a believer in Jesus Christ? Would you join a club that said to you, don't bring your religious garbage in here. We don't believe in your God. We don't want you to talk about any of that God stuff. Do not say God bless you when somebody sneezes. Do not bring a Bible in here. Hide your cross. We want nothing to do with this. If you as a Christian join that club, you need to go have your head checked, right?
Of course.
That was easy.
Yes, I mean, like what? I mean, it's not rocket science.
No, I'm with you.
We don't need to write a thesis on it. It's real simple. But you know, we make things difficult.
Kathy,
most things are not difficult.
You're out there with a lot of people, younger people, mothers that have younger kids and what have you. Why won't they stand up for what they believe, or do they know how, or do they even believe in anything?
You know, because we have effectively put a muzzle on ourselves. The government doesn't even need to come and take away my First Amendment, my freedom of speech. Because for the most part, what I see going out, even when we're in a safe Christian environment, you bring up topics of who are you voting for, or did you hear what Hillary said? What do you think about Trump? People immediately begin to shut down. We have effectively placed a muzzle on our own self.
Wow.
To the extent that the government doesn't even need to come and take it away. Now, they are going to take it away because we've essentially handed it over to them, but we are regulating our own self. And we're giving these things away, and it's really unfortunate. And the sad part about all of this is that God has removed the cover off of who Hillary Clinton really is and what she will be bringing into the White House. So now, if we go in there and vote for her, or if we as Christians, those 25 million that sat on our hands the last time, if those same 25 million plus some sit on their hands today and we allow Hillary Clinton to get into office, we are going to rightly inherit a whirlwind of corruption, chaos, and confusion. And rightly so, because no one can stand and say, I did not know this is who she was. This is what she believed. I did not know. We cannot say that. Our eyes are wide open as we walk into that voting booth this time. And if I see my neighbor, my cousin, my friend, it's my responsibility to say, wait a minute, have you considered this about Hillary? Have you considered what this is going to mean for these precious rights that you feel? Because their vote is not just their vote anymore. Their vote is going to potentially allow someone to get into office that we all know is corrupt and foul.
No, I was sitting with a Christian friend of mine today who has taken a while, but he's actually come around to my way of thinking. Well, not my way of thinking, but from a biblical perspective.
The right way, yeah.
There you go, from the real way, if you would. But he's come around to it, and he said, you know, Joe, I've been out there talking to some of our brothers in Christ, and, you know, hardcore, quote-unquote, church people, people who claim to be Christians, and he says, and I sit there and I lay out what Hillary will do. Now, you can say, well, Trump's going to do the same thing. See, we don't know that because Trump hasn't been in that position. We know what Hillary will do.
We know it.
Yeah, so he says he laid them out, and their answer, he said, almost 100% of the time, the answer from these people is, I know, you know what, I just don't like Trump. And he says, well, what has like got to do with it? Do we want somebody we like, or do we want somebody that'll uphold your right for your freedom of religion? I'm amazed at my brothers and sisters. I don't know what's going on with them.
You know what? I call them out every chance I get. I do. Now, I call them out with a smile on my face. but I make it my business. We have too. If we don't speak truth, who's going to do it?
That's right.
Are we waiting for someone else to do it? Because the churches sure aren't doing it. And so if you and I don't look around and say, what are you thinking? That is so unbiblical, Never Trumpers. I love calling Never Trumpers out. Unclutch the pearl, step down off your high horse, because what you're considering, praying, going into a closet somewhere and praying while we're engaged in the battle, that is so unbiblical. There is never a time in the Word of God, and I challenge every last one of them every single time, to show me one example when God said, hey, I got this. You go over there in your prayer closet, and I'm going to go fix this thing. No, even when talking to Jehoshaphat, he told them to get dressed in your battle gear. Let me tell you where the enemies are. Go to where the enemies are. And as they began to praise God, God did what only God could do and had them to destroy themselves. But he did not tell them, you just sit right here and I'm going to go handle it.
Yeah, well, no. I got furious at a couple of pastors a couple of weeks ago who said, it doesn't matter who you vote for, God's in control. And I wanted to get violent with them because that is so it is so against Scripture, is it not? It's so against Scripture when you've got Scriptures that tell you, look, when a godly man rules, right, the kingdom's at peace, the kingdom rejoices. Since when is a heathen going to vote for a godly man? I don't think that works out so well, right?
It's our responsibility.
And God gave you government. How are you taking care of government? You mean to tell me that you think God is okay with you voting for somebody who would push to make sure that partial birth abortion went through, that would push for all these things that are against God's word, and you think that God is going to be smiling at your decision? Some people believe
this
that God wants something to do with politics.
Yeah, you know, yes, but no, but God created it. The word, I mean, even Paul talks about it. It was God that created government. The word of God in David says that it is God who holds the heart of the king in his hand. He can turn it one way or the other. None of these things are outside of the sovereignty of God. And yet, I remember when I held my very first conference, it was on understanding Islam of the Quran, not Islam of your opinion. But let's understand Islam of the Quran. And I brought in some Moody Bible professors to talk, and I was so stunned when one of them replied to an audience question. The audience member was saying, you know, basically, just let God do it, right? We just sit back and we just let God handle it, because God is in control. And this Moody Bible professor stood up and said, listen,
Hold on. I want you to hold that.
Okay.
If they want to hear the rest of it, they got to come in after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Kathy Burnett joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah, it's dance night here on a real side with Joe Messina. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation, seriously. Whether you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can head up to the website, and there's a live chat room going on there. There's also, you can, again, watch live, listen live, and all that fun stuff. Or you can head over to Facebook if you've got Facebook up and going. I know many of you like to use it on your phone, so we've got a live feed up on Facebook as well. Kathy Barnett joins me. She's a Christian mom, wife. Actually, she's a Christian who happens to be a mom and a wife. I always like doing it that way. Adjunct professor. She's the president of TruthExchange.net. That's TruthExchange.net. A conservative veteran and radio host. And I can't take up time doing the rest of it. But anyway, Kathy, thanks for joining me tonight. Always appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I love being on here with you.
Well, I appreciate that.
You got my blood flowing right about now. Hot.
Well, I always say to people, if you listen to my show, you'll never have to exercise again because I'll get your heart pumping. I'll get you so mad you won't. You may need blood pressure medication when I get done with you.
I've probably lost about 5 pounds already. I mean, it's like an exercise sitting here.
I told you I get nasties from people who say, you know, first of all, I have no right speaking about women's issues because I don't have a womb, and then I have no right talking about black issues. You know, I'm a racist because I'm not black, so therefore I can't have any thought, good or bad, I can't have any thought process on the blacks. And so I was getting on this Black Lives Matter singer when she was singing the national anthem and she took a knee. And I'm saying to myself, cut the mic. It's really simple. This is not hard. Cut the mic, okay, and then play the national anthem on the overhead. And I guarantee you the people in that stadium will pick up on
yes,
the silence,
they
right?
will. Oof. You know, I mean, and I guess I need to just say thank you, Jesus, because, you know, all the time, he protects and he provides, because I could not have been in that environment. I would have found a way to get down, get to the stage. I can't sing, but I would have been on that mic singing. I would have kicked her over to the side. And that's the kind of radicalness we need to shake ourselves. It's as if we have gone into some kind of drunk slumber and we're just so illogical in what we're doing. It's like, wake up. This is stupid. What are you, why are, we are, they call us the silent majority, but we are the majority. Why are we acquiescing? Why are we allowing?
Because we're cowards.
No, exactly.
Okay, we are Facebook warriors, and when somebody pushes back,
okay,
you go into your safe space.
Okay, exactly. We go into our safe spaces. Exactly. We're Facebook warriors. That's a new one, Joe.
I get crazy. These guys get nuts on Facebook, and then when somebody starts to pound on them or push back,
bold.
Then you can't find them anymore. They go away. Very bold of you.
And let me tell you, these never Trumpers, I mean, they are acting so much like liberals. I literally had to repent before the Lord because the majority of the Never Trumpers I know, we were all in the corner of Cruz, and I would have held arm to arm with these people. And then the moment Cruz dropped out, because he has to, because the nation is looking towards Trump, and I move over to start, you know, looking at Trump and evaluating Trump, they became Never Trumpers. And I look at their behavior, and I have to repent. I said, Lord, if this is how the world or liberals saw me, if this is how I was behaving, I have to apologize. Forgive me, because it's really ugly and it's really nasty the way Never Trumpers are. They come onto your page, like you said. They're Facebook warriors.
It's like they hit and run, and it's like key.
Yes.
It's like they got to key my car in the driveway at night, right? Hey, you know what I did to him? It's really seriously.
And the moment you say something back to them, oh my goodness, they're so offended. They cannot believe you said that to them. And it's like, wait a minute, you came on my page posting five pages of scripture. It's like, I don't understand.
I always love when somebody says something in the room in the, what do they call it, the Facebook feed. And I'll respond to them on the air, and I think it freaks them out sometimes. But you know, you have to respond to some people. You can't let them go on with misinformation. You know,
we have to start talking. We got to get bold. And going back to Black Lives Matter, if I can for a moment. You know, I mean, and I've said it once, I say it again. Black Lives Matter is not about the value or the quality of black lives. Black Lives Matter is not saying all lives have purpose, and as a result, black people. Lives are valuable, too. They're not talking about the value or the purpose of life. What they're doing is they're pushing this false narrative that says the number one issue in the black community is racism. And that is patently and statistically a lie. The number one issue in the black community is not systemic racism. It's not institutional racism. The number one issue in the black community is the fact that black fathers are not staying at home with their black families. That is the number one issue, and there are root causes that has allowed us to get to where we are. We can go all the way back to Lyndon B. Johnson and his whole war on poverty. But that's the issue. Welfare is the issue. The fact that black women are marrying the government and have no need to marry a man to take care of them, that's the issue, right? So Black Lives Matter, I try to always tell people, it has nothing to do with the value of life or that life is valuable and precious and we need to preserve it. Black Lives Matter is all about pushing this false narrative. And I say to them, I don't know if your listeners saw Danny Williams, who is the...
Now, Danny Williams, who would Danny Williams be?
You know, Danny Williams is allegedly the black son of Bill Clinton. And if you look at Danny Williams, you begin to remove the allegedly, because Danny Williams looks more like Bill Clinton than Chelsea looks like Bill Clinton. And so it's a striking resemblance. And this is a young black man who have been for decades just on his own as an adult trying to secure the DNA to prove that Bill Clinton is his father. So this is not some fly-by-night con artist. He's been doing this for a minute now. Even when he was a young child, his aunt took him to Bill Clinton's governor house, and they slammed the door in his in their face. So this is something that the family has been pushing for a very long time. And I say...
So this didn't just crop up overnight. One day somebody didn't just
did
get
not.
Up and... Yeah.
It did not. And Danny Williams did a press conference hours before in Las Vegas. So he drove from Arkansas to Las Vegas, held a press conference hours before the last presidential debate went on. And there was a lot of mainstream media in the room. And I mean, they were visceral. They were aggressive, demeaning. It was so brutal to watch. I had to stop it. I could not sit and watch the whole thing. And it took me about three times to finally sit and be able to watch.
But I heard that they did a DNA test on this young man, and before anything could come out of it, it somehow got squashed, lost, misplaced, whatever.
They do not have the results. And the way he was able to secure the DNA, remember Monica Lewinsky's blue dress?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just had
so
dinner a little while
ago.
So
that's how they actually got Bill Clinton's DNA. And then he went to get the results of that, and he said, they say that they can't find anything. And so now he's coming back again. So again, this is not this is not the equivalent of the 10 women that crawled from up under a rock to accuse Donald Trump of groping them 30 years ago. This is not the same thing. This boy has been working for some time, and this is a young black man, for all practical purposes, because he looks black, and we would identify with him as being black. This is a young black man who is saying, Bill Clinton is my father. And Bill, I mean, he's poor. He does not have a very good grasp on the English language. And so he's standing up there trying to plead his case. And these mainstream media, it was all white, because the person panned the room around. So they were all white mainstream media. They were aggressive, demeaning.
That hardcore left who is so open and so willing and so loving and tolerant just tore this young man apart.
Yeah, you know what? So I call Danny Williams inconveniently black, because when black people, you know, Black Lives Matter, when black people, when you look on television and black people are behaving badly, they are conveniently black, and the media gives them a pass. Like, oh, they're burning down their own communities. Oh, poor thing. They're just really mad because of racism. So they give those black people a pass, or every 4 years when they want the black community's vote. Yeah, we're conveniently black then. But then when you have someone like Danny Williams standing up, talking, making claims against someone the mainstream media has decided they want to be the next president, Danny Williams now becomes inconveniently black.
Yeah, and just amazing. I mean, they care about nobody but themselves. And I've been saying this for so long, and I love it when some of the people on the left get on my case. You just hate her to hate her. No, I don't. I hate what she does. I don't hate the human, but I hate pretty much everything that she does.
I really don't like her. Yeah. I mean, I really
Yeah, you know what the word says, right?
We don't
We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, right? So, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. And her whole life, she's never given a cent or anything to God.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
you'd agree with that.
I do, Joe. Okay, I
know. Listen, it's easy for us. Like a lot of my, we're out of time, but a lot of our Christian friends, when they get into politics, they lose their Christianity if they would. They forget what they're called to do. It's okay to call out the evil. It's okay to hate the evil. It is not okay to hate the person, right?
Okay, I know.
You're a godly woman. You know how it works. Tell people how to find you. We're up against it.
Yes, Truth Exchange with Kathy Barnett on Facebook or on Twitter. My handle is Kathy for Truth, truthexchange.net.
Thank you, thanks for being with me. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Come on back. Bruce Caitlin Jenner may want to reverse the process. Ah, hey, got to talk about it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.